Hello, we are the Brothers Geek, and this is our podcast. Woo!
Back in the saddle again.
We've made that joke before, Andrew. I have a problem with. I think it's like Brothers Geek podcast. Like those three things together, it kind of just doesn't roll well.
We are the Brothers Geek, and this is our podcast.
This is episode number 39. We're recording this August 13th. Wow, this month is flying by.
This entire year has flown by.
No shit.
Craziness.
So, yeah, we haven't recorded one in a while. Sorry, listeners. Busy lives have been going on.
Busy lives.
So,
shit happening.
Last time it was my fault, too, apparently. So, we're going to
We're not laying blame at all, Andrew. This is a blame-free podcast.
All right, let's do that.
That's when Andrew is the problem.
What have we missed? What has gone on in the geek world?
Didn't do the intros, dude. You're Patrick. Andrew. Chris.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Christopher. Am I taking over?
Announcing duties.
You're the host now. Go.
I am. No, I'm co-host. We're all co-hosts. Understand the hierarchy.
Well, you know. So that's Christopher. He's the oldest brother. Yeah. He's also the most pain in the ass.
I'll accept that.
You'll accept that moniker?
I'm not going to accept that.
I definitely resemble that. Yes.
So, I would like to start off by talking about the new pictures of Star Wars The Force Awakens that have been posted.
How do you pronounce
that one guy's name, Andrew? Dumal something? The guy from Ex Machina. How do you say his name? Domhnall Gleeson? Yes. Domhnall Gleeson.
Mm-hmm.
Domhnall. Okay.
It's supposed to be like the weird Scottish version of Donald.
Yeah. There's a picture of him, and he's supposed to be like the big villain, right? He looks kind of foreboding in that photo.
Just gentle in First Order. The Galactic Empire is now what used to be the Galactic Empire is now called the First Order in this new trilogy.
Okay.
Yeah, and he is a very high-ranking general. He's a leader, it seems like. And he looks he's not to be fucked with. Let's say that. He's that type of guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
He got
our adult rating in the first minute.
Absolutely. He looks like he will send Kylo Ren to chop you in half with his broadsword lightsaber.
Speculation here, is he force powers or is he just a dude that's angry? Like
Domhnall Gleeson,
Domhnall Gleeson.
I don't think that he's like a Dark Lord of the Sith.
No,
I think there's one Sith, and it's Kylo Ren, and
that's it.
The guy with metal mask.
Is Kylo Ren going to be this movie's Darth Maul, where he's like in the first movie only, and then they kill him off, and then the next one they're gonna kill him off. Yeah,
I hope not. Yeah.
Well,
this is a very, very opportune moment because I was having a conversation with my partner at the law firm, Tom, and he asked me a question which I think I knew the answer to, but upon reflection, I need to ask you guys, the experts, about the proper answer because I thought it was the correct answer. His question was, is everybody who is a dark side Jedi a Sith, or can there be some dark side wielders who are not Sith?
Yes. The Sith is a particular religion, let's say. You can be a Force user and not be a Jedi.
Okay,
or a Sith.
Andrew.
I thought that was the answer, but then he asked me, well, how many Sith are there? And I thought, isn't it there's always two?
Andrew's answer has an asterisk attached to it because he's basing his answer off of an expanded universe that doesn't exist anymore,
gone.
That is gone.
Exactly.
So
what did they say in the prequels then?
The prequels in
episodes 1 through 3. What did they say?
Episodes 1 through 3. There's always two of them.
There's always
two
of them.
There's a master and apprentice. And an apprentice
and
eventually will kill his own master.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the movies, there's only ever been two of them at a time. Always a master, always an apprentice. And there hasn't ever been a Sith besides. There hasn't been any dark side users that aren't Sith in the movies.
What?
There has
in
not
the
in the movies.
But here was my logical sort of extension. If Luke goes into the cave on Dagobah,
uh-huh,
right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he is turned inside the cave, he doesn't immediately become a Sith. He just becomes attuned to the dark side.
Exactly.
But
so it doesn't the Venn diagram is not perfectly overlapped.
Okay.
There can be
no
dark side proponents who are not Sith.
Well, that's the question is if you choose
force
to
wielding.
Use as soon
force
as you like cross but if you choose to cross that line, you immediately like invite the negative energy. You've embraced it, so it kind of like corrupts you.
But
Yoda talks about it. Yoda talks about it. The fact that the dark side is easier and quicker and more seductive because it doesn't require control.
Yeah,
to act in the
emotions.
Dark side of the Force
yeah.
is you embrace the passion in yourself and your desire to, you know. It's not a question of will. Yeah, it's all about embracing your anger.
But
and letting your,
but as soon
your
as you like
you.
But as soon as you like let go, like you've opened the floodgates, there is no going back. There's like
I think there's going back.
Well, there hasn't
true.
Been it. There
Anakin
hasn't.
Is the key, Darth Vader is the key example of that.
Okay.
Cool. You
but,
can be redeemed.
But he would redeemed back. Himself. He redeemed himself but only much later and in the face of killing his son and
exactly.
that moment.
It's not permanent. You can be
it's
redeemed from the dark
well,
side.
Big, let
Luke,
this tweak your
Luke
mind a little
proved
bit.
That.
But that's
and
20, it's 20 years
that.
Later. 20 years of killing little children Jedi.
That was the tension. That was why Luke was such a trailblazer, right? Is because the older generation, Obi-Wan and Yoda, they both explicitly said there's no return.
Right.
He's irredeemable. And Luke didn't believe it. And he persevered, and he redeemed his father from the dark side.
But think about this, just talking about this is giving me chills.
He is only able to defeat his father in combat
right.
by embracing his rage. Think about that. When they're,
totally.
When they're in the throne room on the Death
yeah.
Star,
yeah.
he cannot defeat Vader unless he embraces the fear that Vader puts in him by threatening his sister and the rage that he feels because of that fear. That's the only way
so,
he's able to actually
but, and then,
driven,
and then, like,
driven by his emotions.
Yeah,
sure.
and then
exactly.
like Luke looks at his hand and he realizes that he's going to turn evil and he's going to turn it like...
And
gonna,
it shakes him out of that
yep,
emotional sort
yeah,
of
totally.
Place that he was in.
It's the self-awareness.
The,
he has to
the
touch
key
that thing.
I mean, the key discussion, what prompted this was the discussion with my partner Tom was asking me the question. So... In terms of so,
your partner Tom is like a geek, or is he just like a person that likes to pick your brain?
He's not really a geek. He's a level 1.5.
1.5, but he likes to have these discussions with you.
Yes, he does.
That's interesting. Okay.
He, you know, I am by far the geekiest person.
See, like my imagine, yeah, I imagine like a level 1. Would be bored with this conversation immediately. Like, okay,
oh, yeah, no.
Okay, you guys, you relax.
No,
if any of our significant others heard us having this conversation, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That'd be trouble.
Yeah, I mean, he's a 1.5 at least, because he goes to many of the Star Wars, the superhero genre movies.
Okay. Well, that's like a 2.
The Lord of the Rings guy.
There is no medium plus. It's medium well or medium. Like,
so he's a two.
He's a 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he has any drive to go see that stuff at all, and he's interested in learning more, 2. Boom.
I know people that have never seen the Star Wars movies.
I know those people too. It's ridiculous. They have no desire to watch them.
That is a
level 1. They have never. They just don't have any interest.
They're not even on the
so,
field, dude.
So yeah. with the discussion, we just
zero.
Coming back to the pictures of Star Wars: Force Awakens. Yeah. Is it possible that Gleason is the master of Kylo Ren? Is that possible?
It's certainly possible.
Because there's always 2, right? We haven't seen another Sith.
We haven't.
So, I mean, maybe he's just like evil looking. He looks so evil.
I'm hoping they introduce a different take on
a different dynamic of the Sith.
Yeah.
I think they will.
A different dynamic of the dark side.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want more complexity.
Well, you can infer just from the title that there is some kind of, I mean, The Force Awakens is some kind of action that the Force is now taking that
it
has
was
never
slumbering.
Taken before.
It was slumbering.
It was something.
What does that mean?
Like,
right?
I think it means, this is pure speculation, that there have not been any new Force users that
I agree with that. That was just what I was thinking.
That has Luke has not encountered any new Force users. And now something is happening where people are beginning to be
it's
able
like the
to
new generation, right? The new,
the potential, their potentials.
They're the next generation. Jedi. The next generation has been awakened, and
yeah. So it. But
right.
But that leads. So, but think about it. Also, that there is. I mean, we know for a fact that there is some kind of. I mean, there is some kind of bad guy, quote unquote bad guy, because he's wielding a red lightsaber, and only bad guys used red lightsabers.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like he's doing Sith type things. He's like doing a Force choke move and stuff like that in the trailers. So there is at least one other Force user in the galaxy besides Luke and Leia.
Yeah. Are we?
And he's a bad guy.
Are we confirmed that Leia? I mean, Leia has had a little bit of powers in.
She could steal Luke. Luke and her had the bond.
Right, right. There's a connection between them, two of them, and that's just like...
If we're speculating,
yeah.
Here's my speculation in the story. I read a little blurb that said that there's not much of Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill in the movie.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Yeah,
and that there's a lot more of Harrison Ford. And here's my speculation. Total speculation. I think Kylo Ren kills Luke and Leia.
Oh yeah, I think that's totally true. I think he kills Luke.
Them out,
Luke is dead.
And
yeah.
Finds them and kills them, and so they're in the movie in like the first half hour.
I think he goes the route of like sacrificing himself, like Obi-Wan.
I think they're going to mirror the journey.
Yep.
It's either going to be Daisy Ridley's character, or it's going to be, which I hope it is. I hope it's a female.
Oh my god!
Hero.
Female hero Jedi.
That was freaking badass.
I hope they do that. Or John, I forget. I hope I pronounce his name correctly. John Boyega, the guy who's in distress, and he's like,
Boyega.
Pulling off the stormtrooper.
The sweaty guy in distress.
Exactly. I hope
he's always running.
I hope they don't make him the hero. I really hope that they make Daisy Ridley's character.
I do too.
Rey, they make her the Jedi who needs to ascend.
I mean, there's got to be a hero's journey, right? The Star Wars films are all about the hero's journey, and so I strongly believe it's going to be her.
I hope so.
But just complete speculation is I think Kylo Ren wipes out Luke and Leia. I think that would set the tone, an incredible tone.
I think you're right. In the sense, at least he takes out Luke.
I think he takes out Luke at least. And then that one moment when someone's handing Leia that lightsaber is them returning Luke's lightsaber to her after he's dead.
So, yeah, maybe
that's that moment.
Oh my God!
It'll
Dude. Obviously, listeners were excited about this.
Oh my God.
Well, Tom
and I were talking about this too. Is that we're,
well,
I,
and also
I,
some
I made this point. I made this point is that the bar is set so low because of episodes 1 through 3 that even if Force Awakens is a good movie, not even a great movie, even if it's just a good movie, it will do $2 billion.
It will. Easily. Yeah, just a good movie.
If it's a good movie, $2 billion.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's a great movie. It will set a record that will never be broken.
Possible.
No shit, right?
I mean, because the people are so amped up about wanting to have an incredible Star Wars film, and they're so let down by 1 through 3 that I downloaded the Star Wars app onto my phone, and it has a countdown. It has a countdown to episode 7.
Yep.
And episode 8.
Yep.
It's awesome. 640 some odd days to episode 8.
Oh my God. Yep. Well, awesome. And in between that, they're doing the Rogue One. So, it's going to be great, man.
Yeah.
2015. Yeah, the end of 2015 are going to be awesome. Do we have any other pictures that we want to speculate about? I mean, there's a lot of really cool pictures of them like running from explosions.
I posted one on my Facebook of Kylo Ren, the dark force user. It looks like a snowstorm with his like lightsaber all posed in like a battle pose. It looks freaking ridiculously cool. Just a lightsaber battle or him wielding a lightsaber against other people in a snowstorm just looks ridiculously.
Well, do you think that's actually a screenshot or is that just like a pose shot that they did for the cover?
I think they actually took shots of action.
Well, the trailer has him walking through a forest with snow, dude. So
totally.
I fully expect a fight in the snow, which would be badass.
It's so badass. Badass. I mean,
there's a picture of stormtrooper in distress, Mr. Guy, who's by the crash wreckage of the TIE fighter. We assume he like stole it, and he's like running from them, and they shoot him down. And then there's some kind of like creature robot thing that Daisy Ridley is like working on.
It's some kind of whatever planet she's on. It's got some kind of. It looks like a pack animal, but it also has some kind
of... Yeah, it's a weird, mechanical mount kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So, it's... Yeah.
That's cool.
Much hype.
Oh, my
but
God.
But the other side of this is... we speculated that... Because at Comic-Con, there was no new footage. There was no trailer that they were going to show. And because Star Wars is now a Disney property, they're going to show it at D23, which is like... Disney only convention.
Yeah,
all
this
the
is the lead
properties.
Up to the big reveals of Disney.
Yeah, which is in like a week, which is this weekend. J.J. Abrams said this week, no new footage for D23.
What?
They're not showing anything. They're going to have a Force Awakens panel, of course.
Oh my God.
But they're not.
I mean,
part of me. They're not showing
Part of me absolutely believes that that's 100% the right approach.
I agree.
They need to hold back. They need to hold back as much as they can just to build the frenzy that is going to peak in December is just – it will be off the chart.
What's the date exactly that it comes out? Sorry.
Midnight December 17th, the evening of December 17th.
Okay.
Well, he did say that there would be a trailer in the fall, so whatever – there will be another trailer in the fall. So whatever huge Disney property is getting released between now and December, there will be a trailer that accompanies some Disney property, I'm sure.
Wow.
Whatever that would be.
That's
intense. But there will be another trailer.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Super pumped. Super pumped. Okay.
Super pumped.
So we should just do some scene then.
We'd level 5 all over this.
Level 5 all over those pictures.
Everywhere.
Yep.
Level 5 everywhere.
Christopher, why don't you start us off with some scene stuff?
scene. I continue to watch and really enjoy Dark Matter on Sci-Fi. That's a Friday night show.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a good show. Awesome storytelling. Really fun. If you're not watching it, people, check it out. It's very, very good. I'm currently in a rewatch of Deadwood.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God,
and
yeah.
Loving that.
Not exactly geek-related, but it works.
It's genre.
Genre,
Genre-defying, though. It's set in the Old West, but it definitely does not adhere to
well,
the
here's
West.
The thing about watching Deadwood. Here's the thing about watching Deadwood is that opening music for Deadwood, there are so many cues that Joss took from that opening music and used for Firefly that it makes me nostalgic for Firefly every time I watch another episode of Deadwood, because the cues of the music are spot on, perfect. So anyway, it evokes Firefly in my brain and my heart every time. So it's good that way.
It's very excellent.
What else? In terms of scene, have we had a podcast since Ant-Man? Yeah, I think we did.
We talked about Ant-Man in the lot when I visited. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not much. Much else.
It's been a bit of a doldrum for movies in the last few weeks. The only movie.
Yeah.
Did you saw Mission Impossible?
I have not seen Fantastic Four.
No one saw Fantastic Four.
I saw. That was a hell of a summer blockbuster. That's a great movie.
What? Mission Impossible?
Really good.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I have my gripes about Mission Impossible. I thought it was a lot of fun. But I'm kind of tired of this story of Ethan Hunt being on the run from IMF. I guess it's sort of tired. Like, I felt like Ghost Protocol was a lot better. I was way more engaged in Ghost Protocol than I was in this one. I thought the heist was a lot more interesting in the past couple movies. Like, 3 and Ghost Protocol were very good. And I don't
disagree with what you're saying. I think the key thing that sets Rogue Nation apart is how good Sarah Ferguson is as the female.
She's awesome.
She's pretty good.
Ethan Hunt's
pretty good.
She's great. I think she's awesome.
The problem is, there's so many throwaway women in all these movies, and like all the dudes keep coming back, and it's like they don't need to. They need to bring the women back. What the hell? Like, I know you need like a love interest for Ethan Hunt,
but she wasn't a love interest. Like, they have a connection, sure, but there was no romance there at all. She is an unknown.
She's an agent.
She's great.
She's an agent. They absolutely teed up for appearing again.
Well, what's her name? Like, Ming-Na was not, she wasn't a love interest for Ethan Hunt. And what was the girl in the last one?
Paula Patton.
Yeah, yeah. She was not really, I mean, sort of.
No, she wasn't.
But they keep cutting the women. And it's, I don't know if they just feel like they need to James Bond it up, or they need a new hot girl every time, or what. But
she gets the not ugly award for this.
She's the not ugly award award for this month.
This. There's been so much talk about. I mean, it's an ongoing struggle about women just being objects,
totally,
and not having their own kind of. And we've seen a couple of really good examples this year of, especially in film, of women being their own kind of having their own agency in the story, especially with Mad Max Fury Road. And now I think even with Rogue Nation, the Sarah Ferguson character, I can remember the actress's name. I can't remember the character's name. She has her own agenda. She has her own abilities, and she is every bit the equal to Ethan, and how attractive she is.
Rogue Nation doesn't pass the Bechdel test.
It doesn't?
No, she's the only named female character in the whole thing, and she never speaks to another woman. And she, and that's it. That you can stop there because the other two questions don't matter because she's the only woman.
I mean, that's true. She doesn't pass the Bechdel, but she is not a throwaway character. She has depth. She has her own. Yeah,
I guess. I thought she was okay. I thought I feel kind of okay with the movie, but I definitely like Ghost Protocol a lot better. I had a lot more fun with that movie. I even had more fun with three, I'll say. Out of the last three, I think it's the weaker end. But it's still fun. I mean, what's the guy's name? Macquarie?
Christopher Macquarie.
Yeah, he did Jack Reacher. I love Jack Reacher. I thought that was great.
You know a movie he also did? The Way of the Gun.
Oh, remember my that God, that's such a great...
from like 15 years ago? Yeah.
Such a great movie. That's such a great movie. Yep. So I don't know. It was okay. The action scenes were fun and interesting and funny. I mean, I had fun watching it. I'm just saying for the past couple were better in my mind. So that's all.
That's perfectly legitimate critique.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But nobody saw Fantastic Four.
Nope.
Oh, see, I want to see it just because it looks, it's said to be so terrible.
Yeah, I think I will see it this weekend.
I think so. I don't want to give it any money because it shouldn't.
I'm giving it matinee money for sure.
Yeah, give it like go during the day.
I could give it matinee money.
Right, exactly. Just go and like go in knowing it's going to be bad, and you
Andrew,
just are
we
going
should do that.
Because
we'll
it's
go,
part of
we'll okay. go matinee money.
It's like zeitgeist. You know, it's like part of something that happened.
We can report on it.
I would like to know what you guys think of it. I'm going to try. I'm going to try to go see it when I have some time. But
that sounds okay. I can do that.
Andrew, what you got for
scene?
You got
we talked about Rogue Nation, which is the movie that I saw in the last couple weeks. I continue to watch Hannibal. That show is just creepy as hell. It's very good, but deeply, deeply disturbing. I just watched an episode of that last night, and yeah, I'll point out specifically that just because of how True Detective season 2 wrapped up. And this was a very disappointing season.
Very disappointing.
Very disappointing. Pales in comparison to the first season.
See, I heard the second season picked up in the end. I haven't watched it.
Last few episodes were the best episodes of the entire season, for sure.
Okay.
But that's not saying a whole lot.
Measured against how lame the beginning of the season was. Yeah. Very weak. In my opinion, I try to measure things in terms of the effectiveness of what they're trying to do, and it just wasn't as effective as they wanted to. A lot of things didn't work. A lot of the characters and how they resolved their stories were just unsatisfying.
Well, they didn't develop anybody that you gave a shit. They didn't develop anybody really to the point where you cared. Whereas it was just the opposite in season one. Season one was, oh my God, we got to know those two leads so well and got inside their head that I was like, okay, we are totally invested in these people.
And, like, they're horrible.
Season two, there wasn't any of that.
They're, like, terrible people, but we still love them. Like, that's what was great about season one, is they were doing these awful things, and cheating on their wives, and drugs, and alcohol, and all
two,
this stuff.
Season two, these people were broken, and they were not good people, and we didn't give a shit. Awesome.
Exactly.
I mean, there wasn't enough there.
You got to make, like, that's like writing 101. It's like, you got to make them give a shit about them, and then you can make them do whatever they want, and it's like, oh, wow. But you got to start with.
It only happened in the last three episodes where you started to care.
Ugh.
Exactly.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yep.
Anything else, Andrew?
Nope, I'm good.
I kind of watched this. I'm kind of late to the game here, but I watched Terminator Genesis. I don't want to say Genesis because that's not how it's spelled.
Snob, you movie snob.
I'm a movie snob. Yeah, that was terrible. I really did not like it at all. I mean, parts of it were okay, I guess, but there were so many like unresolved plots. Like they never explained. I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but like there's a lot of unresolved plot lines, and just unexplained craziness. This doesn't ruin anything. There's like this Asian T-1000 in the beginning of the movie. You have no idea where he came from. You have no idea who sent him. You have no idea what he was there for or why or what changed that caused that. And it is like, that's like one of like six things that are unresolved in the damn movie. So I really think that they, and this movie made money. I mean, it did okay. So it's kind of disappointing that they're probably going to make another one.
Why is that disappointing?
Because they're going to say, oh, we did a good job. We need to make it just like that. No, you failed, and you need to try better next time.
Well, failure.
Okay, well, but that's the whole point, is that if they made enough money to greenlight the next one...
They had $150 million to make this movie, dude.
It's an opportunity for them to improve upon the things that they didn't do well, dude. Oh,
they had all the opportunities they could have.
Okay, so they should make another one.
No, they shouldn't. They should stop.
You don't want to see any Terminator movies ever.
No,
again.
I want no them to Terminator reboot movies. Again. Because
you don't want that world at all.
No. Well, I want Terminator. I just don't want Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. I don't want this new Kyle Reese. I don't want the Khaleesi Sarah Connor. I don't want any of it. Like I want them to start over again. Retry, redo. Because it was not good.
I just want to see Matt Smith continue to be a bad guy. That's all.
Oh, that would be nice, because that was one of the unresolved things. He's just unresolved. He just like appears and goes away, and you never see him again. It's like okay. But yeah, what else did I watch? Did I talk about Penny Dreadful last time?
You did.
Okay, so I finished it. Yeah.
Yep.
What else
awesome.
Do I have?
Awesome.
That show was so awesome. So oh, jeez.
It is.
No, I don't got much else. I mean, we're kind of... I'm heavy in the reading and the played this week.
Let's get it on.
We'll be the judge of how heavy you are in the reading, because it depends on your answer to the key question.
Oh, God.
Truth.
In red.
Yep.
Patrick.
Yes?
You go first.
I'm going first.
What have you been reading?
I read two major things. I read Rat Queens Volume 2, which is awesome. The art change is a little different. I mean, because the art was so good, it sucks that we had to switch, but I mean, we switched for a good reason.
The previous artist is kind of a degenerate.
Yep. He's in jail.
Yep.
So,
exactly.
So no, I really liked it. The writing's still good. It was a lot of fun. I really liked this story, how, we get some backstory on all the characters, through crazy Cthulhu mind squid. Flashback stuff.
Yes, it was good.
Exactly.
It was so great. And I really enjoyed. I mean, I read this and
it's a great book.
Yeah, it's really fun and laugh out loud stuff and
edgy, really enjoyable. Yeah.
Is I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but like, is that one character? How can I say this without ruining it? For anybody who hasn't read it, there's one character that has something under her hair, if you know what I mean.
I don't remember the comic well enough to give you an answer.
Well,
I mean,
it's
I read
like,
it and I liked it, but it was over a month ago, so I don't remember.
Okay.
So you're talking about.
Anyways, that was interesting to me. Like I want to know more about the things that are under her hair.
Did you take my volume too?
Yes, I did. I haven't. I'm looking right at it right now. I'm holding it.
You're gonna send that back to me, right?
Right. Yeah.
That sounds like a no. How about when I come to Portland in a month, I'll get it from you.
That's right. Andrew's coming up here. I'll just give it to Andrew.
Right. All right, good.
I will warn some of the younger listeners that there is nudity in this one. I don't know if that matters.
It's an R-rated comic.
It is an R-rated comic, so there's some...
That's the best way to put it. Yeah.
There is some nudity, so brace yourself. I don't think it's, like, bad or really, like... I mean, it's not like a porn comic or anything. It's just a little nudity, so it's not bad.
And language.
Yeah, there's always been language, though. The volume one had
levels of violence.
Yeah, very violent.
Yep.
Awesome. And I also listened to the second Jim Butcher Dresden Files book. What is it? Full Moon? Something like that?
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of fun. But not as good as the first one. I think the mystery of the first one was better. But I had so much fun. I blazed through it. Like, I listened to it in like 3 days.
Yeah, they are.
They're so good. And James Marsden's reading is so fun and interesting. And
Marsters?
What did I say?
Marsden.
Marsden versus Marsters.
Marsters. He's great.
Buffy guy.
Spike. Spike from Buffy reads the book to you. I really like that. It's just good fun. It's just good mystery and entertainment.
Supernatural.
Supernatural. Cool. And this one, obviously, with the title, is like werewolves based. And,
they only get better. They only get better, dude.
Okay, good. I think I'm going to listen to the second... Leviathan Wakes book.
Second book in The Expanse.
The Expanse storyline next. So that's what I'm gonna switch back and forth between those for a while, I think. That's pretty much my read.
All right. So we need to give you continuous shit about the fact that you have not finished Batman Eternal.
This is true.
Okay. We will continue. The beatings will continue until morale improves.
Will continue. You are, come on, dude. Episode one.
I know.
Committed to reading.
All right.
Don't heavy sigh.
Just freaking get it done,
Christopher. Yes. What do you have for Red?
He changes the subject.
Of course,
changes
he does.
The subject.
He's the host. So. I am listening to Cybola Burn, which is the fourth Expanse book. I continue to listen to that.
Is it good? That's awesome.
I cannot say that it's awesome. It is.
It hasn't picked up.
It actually has picked up. The first 20 chapters or so are really slow. And really, it's rough to get into, right? It does not have the pacing of the first three. But now, shit is happening where the pace is picking up. There's a human conflict. There is a potential human something else conflict. And so it's definitely picking up. And so I'm sure that it's going to ramp up as we continue. So I like that world. I will continue to listen. I will.
How many books?
Them all.
How many books are there?
Five.
Five, and is that over, or are they going to continue?
No, they're going to continue.
Do they have plans to end it at some point, or is it like ongoing?
I think Andrew, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they mention? Don't they have seven or eight in mind?
They have seven. Yeah, they have, I think, for sure seven, maybe eight in mind for the series.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the writers of this book, the two guys who share the duties, they're young, so it's not going to be like they're not going to die before the books are done. So
no, they'll just decide to sort of, okay, they've told enough stories.
Well, right, and they're hopefully this Expanse TV show will take off, and they'll make a bunch of money, and they'll want to continue, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool.
I'm listening to that, enjoying that very much. I enjoy those books very much. And I'm also reading a book called The Player of Games.
Okay.
Player of Games.
the player of games. Let me give you the author. Hold on, it's on my tablet. Come on, Kindle.
Hmm.
Ian M. Banks is the author.
Okay.
Ian M. Banks. Okay.
Ian M. Banks. It's called The Player of Games.
It's set about
in the far future. It's science fiction set in the far future, and the protagonist of the story is a master level game player who in this culture, in this world, he's a master strategist, master player of games, and he gets recruited by this sort of Starfleet Academy, but more of a spy agency, kind of an agent entity in that world, to be an emissary to an alien culture whose entire society is made up of the playing of a game.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they send this master game player to this culture. And it takes him a couple years to get to this alien world, and then to sort of send him. And not all what I suspect is they haven't given the full story. There's lots of sort of permutations and lots of untold sort of agendas going on. But they are dumping him into this alien culture to be a representative of this other his culture. And this world is dominated, the entire society, hierarchy, everything is dominated by and woven into the playing of their game. And it's very interesting and thoughtful so far, and I'm enjoying it. So I will continue. We're reading it for book club, so I like it so far.
Cool.
So, yeah.
That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it sounds super interesting. Yeah.
I'm reading the Batman comics. Our visit to Comic-Con planted the seed in me to get caught up with the Batman comics, so I'm reading those.
Which series are you doing?
Just Batman.
Just Batman.
The mainline Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo.
Greg Capullo
doing art.
Batman. Yes.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm reading those. I'm reading Spider-Gwen. I'm reading Secret Wars. Number five of that came out this week. I'm reading the Battleworld stuff.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
You do sleep, don't you, Christopher?
I do.
Okay. On occasion. You talk to your kids and your wife?
Very, very little. Very little.
Very little. Okay, good.
As little as possible.
I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth.
only if I really have to.
Yeah, right. So that's my red, boys.
Awesome.
Andrew, what are you?
I was texting you guys about this earlier today. I am plowing through Leviathan Wakes.
Yes.
I have draws on my time, but I am in love with that book. We have hit a certain plot point recently in my reading just today.
From your text earlier, I was having trouble remembering what part are the stealth ship is what you found.
Okay. Or, not to give anything away because we want our readers to experience the book.
Andrew and I talked about it. He's a little confused, but anyway.
Oh
yeah, they have found a ship.
Okay,
they being the protagonists who are.
But they find one in the first few chapters. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, this is something else.
Oh, okay. This is later.
Much later, yeah.
Much later.
The characters in the book have just encountered a video recording that gives us a lot of context for the MacGuffin of the story.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah!
When I read that,
it's the ship where the leaders of the who are behind the activity are based.
That ship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
remember that whole sequence.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Ship.
when our heroes, quote-unquote heroes, because who knows, really, get this information and encounter things and connections are starting to be made, my brain kind of melted down.
Yeah.
It's such a huge idea.
It is.
The implications to it are so far-reaching.
They're so that awesome.
Book one is so good, dude.
It's so good. The thought of it is a fantastic. I mean, it just it's mine.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
So I am loving it. I am going to. I'm definitely going to finish this book. There's no question. I might.
It goes so fast too. It's so.
Oh no! It reads really fast. Mm-hmm. I might switch to another book series after this one just to give myself a break, maybe read some fantasy or something.
I want a fantasy book. I want like a good, like new fantasy book. I think that's what I need in my life.
So yeah,
you know
what's
coming out. You know what's coming out, boys, is Jim Butcher's steampunk series.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that is.
Let's all make a commitment when that comes out to just getting it.
The Aeronauts Windlass.
Yes. No, I'll commit to that.
When that comes, we'll all just get it and we'll talk about that on the podcast too.
That's next month, I think.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Remind me when that's coming and I'll just add it to my
Audible. That's absolutely. When that comes out, I'm switching to that immediately.
Sweet.
But didn't you say, Christopher, that I mean, we love obviously Dresden, and you've read all the books, and Pat's plowing through those.
Yeah, but
you read his Codex Alera stuff, and you weren't that sucked in.
No,
I mean, so
it's not nearly as compelling.
Exactly. So I mean, he does really well.
I think he's got his footing as a writer. I think he understands pacing a lot better, and I think he understands compelling characters a lot better.
Okay.
Than Codex Alera. And so that's why I think I have very high hopes for the steampunk stuff.
Cool. No, I'm all about it. I'll get it and I'll read it for sure. Let's do it.
Yep.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Let's do it. What else, Andrew?
Honestly, that's what I've read.
Cool.
I'm not going to lie.
All right.
I need to catch up. I'm so far behind. I have stacks and stacks of comics to read. I got to get back into it. I haven't been down to Samurai in over a month.
Bad. They're going to be angry with you.
So
they will. I'll get some shit when I go in there.
Christopher.
Yeah.
What have you been playing?
What have you been playing? Yeah.
I have been playing only the greatest game of the past. Rocket League, dude.
Rocket League.
I've been playing Rocket League.
Did you download the DLC that came out today?
Of course I did.
What does the DLC include?
The DLC includes two new cars.
Cool.
Multiple new paint and skins, graphic skins.
Nice.
Multiple new flags to adorn your car with.
Cool.
Multiple new wheel styles to adorn your car with.
Here's the question, Christopher.
What?
Yep. I was going to say, Chris, do they have a Tottenham Hotspur flag that you can put on your car?
They do not.
That would be awesome. Continue. What else? What does the DLC have? Is that it? Oh.
And find a game online to just watch.
Oh, you cut out for a second there. Sorry.
Yeah, repeat the last 5 seconds, Christopher.
Yeah.
It has spectator mode.
Oh.
Where you can watch online games.
Oh, that makes so much sense because
when he said that to me earlier, that sounds like you find a world ranked guy and you just watch him play. That sounds freaking awesome.
His or her games, all of that content for $4.
Rocket League is going to be like the new online gaming.
It's esports. I play the
hell out of that. I don't have a whole lot of time to play, but I've played. I honestly have played it every night. At least 4 or 5 matches a night, and matches are 5 minutes long. So
25 minutes.
You blaze through that. I play 3-on-3, 2-on-2, and 1-on-1, 1v1, all ranked matches.
Nice.
Wow.
I tried my hand at 4v4. Which is not a ranked category. It's just a madhouse on McDowell kind of a scene.
Just chaos.
It's just chaos. That's what it's called. Actually, the mode is called chaos.
And, they embrace it. They embrace the crazy.
It's an apt description. So that's not ranked, but I've been playing lots of ranked matches, three versus three and down. And it's just a ball. I'm not that good at it. I'm pretty good at it, but I'm not, you know, pro level by any stretch.
Do you encounter players in your matches that where you're just like, wow, you are a lot better player than me? Like those situations? Oh, wow. Yes. Okay, cool.
People who can do aerial stuff that I can't even hope to do.
Wow. Interesting. That's cool. Yeah.
No, if you can control your car well, you can do aerial shots that are ridiculous. That's stuff cool. You've seen on YouTube, I'm sure.
Oh, clips yeah.
You've seen. But anyway, yeah, I've played against people who can do that kind of thing, and it's awesome to see. So that's great fun. I actually fired up WoW, Patrick.
Yeah. You were talking about the new DLC or the new expansion.
I've been playing a little bit of the new expansion. Not a whole lot, but
what's the new expansion called?
Well, the new expansion is this is just the new patch.
It's a new patch.
In a year.
Oh, okay, I got you.
But the patch had some new content, and new landmass, and
cool.
And so I've been exploring some of that, and it's been fun. So
this is still Warlords of Draenor stuff.
Yes. Yes.
It's a lot of fun still. Have they had any fall off? Have they had any news about? No. They've had a lot of fall off, right?
Subscribers are down to 5.6 million.
Whoa, that's not.
Wasn't it 2 or 3 years ago when they were 15?
12.
Yeah, they were 12 is the highest, I think. Yeah.
They peaked at 12, and it's now down to 5.6. Draenor, I have to correct you a little bit. Draenor has not been that much fun.
No? Really? No. Well,
it hasn't held my interest at all.
But the whole, what's the thing called? The garrison. House, the garrison. Garrison. The garrison feature was the best part, right?
Well, it was the only daily sort of have to part.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with Draenor is that you would log on and do your garrison stuff, and there was nothing compelling you to leave your garrison.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
and so a lot of people drop their subscription because there just wasn't a whole lot to do.
Why doesn't Blizzard make if anybody at Blizzard is listening right now, they can take this idea. Why don't they make an app game that is just the garrison?
Garrisons. You're just
You're managing your garrison, you're building stuff up, you're sending guys out on quests.
It's just a castle, resource management game.
Yeah, I love that shit.
I know you love that shit, but they don't want WoW to be that.
People would embrace that.
But Blizzard
then
made...
Then you could, and if there's other content, you would log on to do the other content.
Right, the Blizzard...
Yeah, I got you.
Right. You could do the garrison stuff at your lunch hour at work.
Totally.
And take care of all your garrison crap, and then log on to actually fight stuff.
That would be so much fun.
Much better.
Much better.
So anyway, I will, Sean and I were laughing about this. I will continue to subscribe, and they announced the new expansion. I am pretty certain, unless, something dramatic happens, that I will buy that and play that just to see what it is.
New expansion. Do you think
WoW?
Legacy, or no, is it Legacy? I don't remember. What does that tell you? I don't remember the name of the expansion.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I think it's Legacy.
It's just called Legacy.
Yeah.
Do you think they will get to the point where they will go free to play?
No.
Never?
No.
Wow.
They're free to play in lots of other games that they've done.
Yeah.
And that they are putting out.
They're making
money. I don't think they will go switch WoW to that model. I mean, they've already done that for the first 20 levels.
Yeah.
It's free to play for the first 20 levels.
It is? Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
You can download the starter kit for free and play up to level 20.
That's great. I might do that. Yeah. No, no, I shouldn't. No.
No.
No. I can't relapse. No.
You can't go back into that rabbit hole.
Oh, my God. I had a moment of just like drug addiction. I could do that. Yeah, I could download that right now.
How grindy are the first 20 levels?
Oh, they're not bad.
They're not grindy at all. Yeah.
They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
To you, they'd probably seem grindy. But back in the day, the first 20 levels would take probably maybe 5 to 10 hours of play. Not that bad. Something around there.
I mean, there's definitely go kill 10 of these things and bring back 10 hearts.
Yeah.
And not everything you killed dropped a heart.
Hogger. Go kill Hogger.
Go
kill Hogger at level 11. That's so great. But I love World of Warcraft.
I've been bummed with Draenor because not enough in really engaging content.
Mm.
And I'm hopeful that the next expansion they've learned their lesson and they will do things that force us out into the world and
totally
and really really provide the content for people. So,
all right, Andrew.
Surprise, surprise. I've been playing a bit of Destiny lately. There's been a lot of hype kind of building up. There's a new DLC that's going to be huge called The Taken King, which gets released in about a month. Lots of changes coming to the game.
That's the one that's like more expensive, right? It's like $40?
It's gonna be $40.
Woof.
It's going to be 8 new multiplayer maps. It's going to be an entirely new patrol area. The largest download of weapons and armor, larger than the first game.
Destiny
is going to be larger.
That's what I read, yeah.
Yeah, three new strikes, a new raid, all kinds of new quest lines, new vendors. It's basically sounds like a whole new game. And they're reworking the leveling system, so it's no longer based on gear drops.
That piece alone has me totally stoked.
Completely agree.
This expansion.
You no longer have to rely on drops to build your light level. You don't need light leveled armor.
It's all problem.
XP now.
No. Okay. Okay. Chris will understand this, and I will make this argument. Destiny was unique because if you go in a raid with someone and you look at them and you say, is this person good enough to be in this raid? And it's like, we're all level 80. You're in World of Warcraft. We're all level 80. Is this person got good enough gear to be here? And in Destiny, you didn't need to ask that question because they were level 32. And you can say, you got good enough gear to be here. It all comes down to skill at that point. In WoW, like, it was level 80, but you like they could their gear score could be really low and they have crappy gear and they're not going to be able to do enough damage to the boss and they can't get in there and they're pointless to being there. It has nothing to do with their skill, has nothing to do with whether they can avoid dying or not, has everything to do with. So like I like that about Destiny. I like that you could look at a guy and say he's good enough to be here. It all comes down to whether he's good enough.
Patrick, you're missing the point.
That's not necessarily the case, Patrick.
It's not. You could get really good drops. If you get carried through a raid and you get really good drops, you can be a higher level.
That's exactly right. Well, if RNG was your friend, you could suck, and you got the badass weapon.
I'm not arguing that the RNG is not broken in that game, but at least if you're standing next to a dude who has...
This thing is broken RNG.
Oh, it's broken. Oh, my God. No.
Why is it broken?
Because it's...
The RNG in Destiny is broken, dude.
Broken. You have no idea how broken it is.
Because your level is totally dependent upon getting up drops that upgrade your gear.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to... They're actually...
And it was tuned so low that you could never... I never, ever got... Unless I was leveling, I never got a drop that upgraded my light level ever.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah, I did.
And that's stupid. That's stupid.
But it's all based on XP now with the Taken King. They're reworking everything. So,
see,
somebody can sit there and just grind it out,
and they'll be level 35 or whatever it's raised to
40.
They'll be level 40, and they have crap gear and they suck. And they sat in the corner shooting guys in the head over and over and over.
But you have much more control over your destiny, pardon the pun,
You have much more control over that in the new system as it's been described versus the stupid RNG
and system. Don't stop being a freaking elitist about the game, Patrick. Some people aren't good at the raid because they've never been through the damn raid. They need to get carried so they learn how to fucking work it.
I carry people through.
The problem with Destiny is elite fuckers like you. You got to be good enough to contribute to the raid. He's like, you know what? If I'm with a team of five other guys who've done the raid before and I've never done it, I don't know the mechanics of it, of course I'm going to suck. And I need good drops to get better at the game. You know what? Carry me through the raid a couple times to learn it.
No, but
you're the problem.
No,
you are
what I'm
saying at the game.
No, what I'm saying to you, Andrew, is like I can look at your level. And I can see that you haven't been through the raid very many times because you're level 28 or you're level 32. And it's like, okay, obviously this guy hasn't been through here very many times or he's been really unlucky. Right.
Patrick, they're not going to you're going to know who's on your team. It's not like, oh, we're going to force you to take this guy who's a level 40, but he has shitty gear.
What I'm saying,
take him through the raid.
What I'm saying is like, if I'm level 40 and you're level 38 and it came down to light level, I could say, okay, this guy hasn't gotten very many drops. I can look at that. I can look at his number and say, okay, he's probably only been through this a couple times or he's been really unlucky.
You can do that. You can do that in the game anyway. You can see
the
guy's history.
Is,
it's Grimoire score and everything else.
The hope is that they will have learned. They need to have some kind of indicator for the hardcore players.
That's what I'm saying.
They will.
To be able
they
to
will.
Make that to be. And Patrick, what I'm saying is that the current system does not do that.
I think it does.
It doesn't because it's all RNG, dude.
Because if you look at two level 40s,
it's totally based upon RNG.
If you look at two level 40s, though, they could be vastly different gear. One guy could have all whites, and he's level 40, and one guy could have all, all purples and one orange, and have all the best guns, and he's level 40. That was like you look at those two guys.
That's why you hope that they will provide an indicator.
Yeah.
For the hardcore players to be able to make an assessment.
Indicator was light level.
Yeah, but that
mic drop.
It was a false indicator.
No, you're right.
That was a mic drop.
No, it was not. Patrick,
there's a false indicator, Patrick.
There is a streamer that I watch who plays the game 8 to 12 hours every single day.
Yeah.
And he did multiple raids a week. And obviously you can only get drops on one raid per week, but his drops were so poor, and you can't say this guy doesn't know the mechanics of the raid and has never been through the raid and doesn't know what he's doing and has crappy gear. He was stuck at level 29 for weeks because of the drops that he
got. Dude, I did it too.
It is crap design.
This is how they could have fixed the problem instead of changing that good mechanic.
It's
a good mechanic. They're just not thinking about how to make it better. The way you improve that is the guys who keep getting crappy drops. They should have done what World of Warcraft did, where every boss drops a little token. And then you can go to a vendor and you can buy the piece that you need for raid gear from a vendor. So it's like, okay, I've done this 15 times and the boss never dropped the gear that I needed. But, oh no, I just got disconnected. Okay, I'm going to continue. Sorry, we got disconnected there. Too much argument, too much schmaltz intensity for Skype to handle.
We overwhelm the internet.
We overwhelm the internet.
the WoW point is a good one, Patrick, because
you could have fixed
WoW
it.
WoW figured out. No, here's the point. WoW figured out that there are some players who are raiders and some players who don't have the time or the group or otherwise to raid, but they still have an opportunity to get, if not the best gear in the game, close to the best gear in the game via other ways to play the game. And that is absolutely not the case in Destiny currently.
Well, it seems like that's what they're changing.
That's how they could have fixed it, is what I'm saying.
Sounds like that's how they were fixing it.
That's how they're fixing it. You're just a raid elitist. Patrick is a raid elitist.
What I'm saying, Andrew, is if you go through, like, your buddy who you watch who was stuck in 29, the guy goes through the raid each week, and he doesn't get the drops he wants, but each boss dropped a token every time, he wouldn't have to keep going back because like, after 10 boss kills or whatever, he can buy that piece that he wanted because he's done it. He just has been unlucky.
You're describing the inherent flaw in the RNG of Destiny that they're trying to create.
They're trying
to resolve.
They're not going
to
fix it. They're going to create a bunch more problems for themselves. I think this is a dumb idea, and I will never agree with it. I think this is the dumbest way they could have gone.
I think you are totally wrong, Patrick.
Totally wrong.
Okay. You're gonna play the expansion and be like, oh my god, this is so much better.
Nope.
Yeah, I think you are.
Nope.
Yeah,
I think you're 100% wrong, Patrick.
Yep.
Anyway,
I have more stuff to talk about.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons we haven't recorded for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, is because one of those weekends I went to Disneyland, and there is a ride at Disneyland called Astro Blasters. Okay. Have either of you guys been on this ride?
Yes,
no.
I have.
No, I've never heard of this.
Yeah, it's in Tomorrowland. It's right across from Star Tours, and
it shoots from your car.
You sit in a car and you have a little like light gun and you shoot targets on the wall and you accrue points as you move through this ride. And the game, the car you're in can spin around and you can use the joystick to point yourself at different areas of the wall. And you have this little gun and it's like an arcade shooter, but you're on a game track. You're on a ride track.
Okay.
And
sounds interesting.
It's fun. It's, you know, it's for kids. Disneyland's the best place in the world. I'm totally convinced. I love Disneyland.
close to it, yeah.
Yeah, close to it. It's awesome. I got the high score of the five people that I was with. I got the high score on Astro Blasters that time. So,
oh,
yeah.
Good for you.
Good Props for you.
To me. Yeah. And we went on a bunch of rides that I'd never been on before, and that was just a lot of fun. I'd never been on Splash Mountain before. That ride's fun.
Mm. That is fun.
That is fun.
You guys have the opportunity to go to Disneyland. You should go to Disneyland. It's a lot of fun.
I haven't been since I was like 12 years old.
Patrick, you need to go.
I've been twice this year. It's so awesome.
Mm. It's very fun.
Damn.
It is.
Yeah. Awesome.
We should plan a family trip to Disneyland.
Family trip.
I agree with that.
Brothers Geek live from Disneyland.
I think that's a great idea. We can critique the new Star Tours because there's three different versions of Star Tours now.
Ooh. That's cool. So we just need to write it three times, is what you're telling me.
Give the Brothers Geek report
on Star Tours. I think that'd be
awesome. Yeah, so is that it for you, Andrew? Play?
That's it for me.
I have a pre-play or like a future play that I'd like to talk about.
What does that mean?
I got a game in the mail, a new board game. It's called Castle Panic.
Okay.
I'm going to go play it after we're done recording with my partners in crime, Shane, Gabby, and also Tuesday.
Yeah, buddy.
We're all going to play this board game, and it's a board game, cooperative board game. It's one
tower defense,
1 to 6 players, 1 to 6. So you can play this by yourself. You set up like a little castle in the middle, and there's monsters that are attacking your castle, and you draw cards and get rid of the monsters together. You work together to try to fight them and fix your castle if you need be and stuff like that. And the point is to like outlast them. I've watched it on Tabletop, and that's where I heard about it. It's a really fun episode that you should watch. And I am excited to play it. It's super cheap on Amazon. It's only $25, so totally worth it.
Cool.
And I am excited to play that.
Other than that,
yeah. Other than that, I mean, I played Scrabble and Catan, Settlers of Catan, with Gabby and Shane this week. But just board gaming it up.
I love it.
Right on.
I love
you're,
the board
you're
games.
Like you're playing games like so, IRL. So, it's pretty crazy.
In real so, life. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so analog. It's so analog.
I love analog stuff. I love like being
well,
we
I'll
need
tell
to
you,
do
I tell you, I am reading up on and prepared to purchase the Dungeon Master's Guide.
Dude,
gotta do it. Please, I want to play some Dungeons and Dragons.
We will do it. We will do it, and we will record it, and it will be part of this show. We need to do this.
Yes, I want to do it.
Okay.
Patrick, when I come to Portland, plan a game night with all of us.
I will.
That's a great idea.
One of the nights I'm up there.
We have a couple of games that are like a lot of, like they're four plus. They're like six players. So, I mean, we can play it up. It's going to be great. Man.
I'm excited to come up there. I'll be up there in 3 weeks.
Super, super fun.
Yeah,
Andrew, do you have a trivia question for us this week?
I certainly do.
Oh, we didn't botch it this time. Okay, good.
We hope. Yeah, we hope. Maybe you'll come through with a trivia question.
I have a trivia question this week because of, we discussed it at length at the beginning of the podcast, the Star Wars hype that's coming. You know, I feel a constant Star Wars hype, like, in my soul.
Yes.
So I have a Star Wars-themed trivia question for you tonight. In Episode 1, we are introduced to probably the most memorable character of Episode 1. We lose him too quickly, Darth Maul. He's an amazing character.
I thought you were talking about Jar Jar Binks.
Absolutely not. We can't forget about Jar Jar fast enough. That guy's terrible. The single biggest mistake George Lucas ever made, besides midi-chlorians. Anyway. Yeah. And Han Solo turned into a.
We know what happens with Han Solo.
We do know. We'll get to that in a second.
We might remind
at the end. At the end of the podcast, you should remind us about.
We might do that. I'm thinking we need to do that because we haven't done it in a while.
Got to cover. Darth Maul, he is not a human being. He is some kind of alien.
Oh God! I know you were going to ask this.
No, it's not as that. It's
okay. Okay.
How many, he's not a human, how many horns does Darth Maul have on his head?
Oh my God. Okay.
How many horns does Darth Maul have on his head?
He's got...
And the correct answer is provided by imdb.com, and don't Google it.
No, I'm not Googling, there's no Google.
No cheating.
No cheating. I'm thinking it's seven. That's my guess. I think he's got six around, wait, I'm thinking, hold on.
I say eight.
Hold on. I think he's got six around the rib, and then he might have like two.
My
in
guess
between
is eight.
That. I'm thinking it's actually higher than that. I think it's 11. I'm gonna go 11.
You're gonna go 11.
Gonna go 11.
Chris, you got eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are right in the ballpark. He has 10 horns.
Oh,
he has his crown of eight, and then he has two horns on his temples.
Oh, shit. You were right. You were, like, dead on, Chris. You just forgot the freaking temple ones.
I'm going to let you guys know right now. You'll discover this, but I'm going to let you know right now. From now until Force Awakens, every single podcast is going to have a Star Wars trivia question.
Wow.
I'm making the commitment right now.
I have no issues with that whatsoever.
I should have issues with that. I really don't.
126 days until The Force Awakens.
126 days, people.
How many weeks is that?
I don't know. Tell
math.
Me.
Let's do some math.
126.
17
weeks. All right.
A little over 17 weeks. So that's at least
the hype train starts now.
Four more episodes, Patrick.
At the rate we're going,
can we get to 50? Can we do our 50th? Let's at least our 50th episode.
We should target for 50 before
50th
Star
Wars. Episode should be the one before it comes out.
Okay.
I disagree. I think the 50th episode should be the podcast immediately following when we're all together.
Maybe you might be right. You might be right.
All right. Well, we're going to shoot for the 50s around that time, and hopefully it lands. Hopefully it lands after.
I strongly support this idea. Yes. Of the 50th episode being around.
What's our homework? What are we watching? We're all going to try to go see Fantastic Four. Patrick's going to try to read Batman Eternal. That's our homework. Okay,
I'm going to finish Leviathan Wakes.
Cool, people.
All this Star Wars talk reminds me makes me think about the things that you
Hold on a second. People should follow us on Twitter at brothers_geek at twitter.com. They should email Andrew for help with his trivia because, you know, he keeps forgetting to do it.
Not anymore.
King in the North 52. King in the North 52.
Well, that's good.
King in the North 52 at gmail.com is Andrew's email. You can email the podcast also, brothersgeekpodcast@gmail.com. And then, of course, you know, visit the website, brothersgeek.com. It's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
We were going through, you know, there's a lot of nostalgia going around because we're helping mom and dad move out of their house, and we're finding a lot of stuff in boxes that are in the closet and also the garage, right, Andrew? We located a lot of that stuff.
Found a lot of stuff.
In one of those bins, we found multiple sets of the original Star Wars trilogy.
Yeah.
On VHS.
Unrevised.
And you know what is the most important point about the entire...
The build-up
those sets? The key build-up
is ridiculous.
The most important moment in all of those sets of VHS tapes that we found in Mom and Dad's garage, is the most important thing...
The digital Womp Rats?
The most important next show is that Han... shot first.
All right.